This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, joined now by our senior producer, Steve Proffitt. He's here to help us share some listener email.
And Madeline, let's begin with jousting and your interview yesterday with Randy and Jason Sklar.
Yes, the Sklar brothers. They're fascinated by odd sports.
Listener April Corbell wrote from San Marcos, Texas, to say she found the story entertaining but incomplete.
Jousting, she notes, is the official state sport of Maryland.
And she cites a page from that state's official web archives, which says it's been so since 1962.
The accident at the Sago Mine in West Virginia was our top story several days last week. On Wednesday, we learned that only one of the 13 men trapped in the mine had survived, and my colleague Alex Chadwick spoke with the mother of one of those who died in the Sago Mine.
Madeline, listeners were split on this conversation. Ellen McIntyre of Louisville, Kentucky, thought the interview was conducted with sensitivity and respect. Alex, she wrote, was so gentle and yet asked the important questions.
But from San Diego, Jan Panyard Davis thought the interview was insensitive. She wrote, "I feel it trivialized a tragic loss. Please leave the grieving relatives alone."
Also, last week on the program, we featured a three-part series by reporter Rick Carr about the future of television. Listener Ron F. Ward heard the series and says the future of TV will be white.
He writes, "I've watched TV for 40 years and the screen gets whiter every year. From Friends to the West Wing, I see no people of color in front or behind the cameras."
And Mr. Ward says we should ask network executives why they won't tap young people of color to help make their shows look more like the rest of the world.
From West Hills, California, this from Eric Foxman. Rick Carr posed the question, "What is the future of television?" Seth Stevenson answered the question in his review of the erotic Jaguar ad.
Gorgeous.
Seth Stevenson is the ad critic for Slate.com, and he commented last week on that overtly erotic ad for the automobile. It's narrated by Willem Dafoe, and it uses the word gorgeous over and over.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous stays up late and still looks gorgeous.
Our listener, Mr. Foxman, says the Jaguar ad reveals that the future of television is pornography.
But he concludes with this optimistic note about the digital tomorrow. Once the pornographers have demonstrated how to use the medium, other, more diverse content may follow.
Finally, lots of questions about a gizmo that makes it easy for you to play your old vinyl records and record them on your computer.
This came up in a discussion we had with musician David Was, who was at last week's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. He told us about a record player, the Ion ITT USB turntable. It has a USB port that connects to your PC.
So you can make digital copies of your old LPs?
Right, and it comes with software that helps eliminate some of the scratches and pops on those old recordings, which David Was noted is ironic, since record producers now often add hiss and pops.
What? Asks Paige Gold of Los Angeles. Why would producers do that?
For the answer, we return to our Mr. Was.
Just like there's a vogue for distressing fabrics and surfaces of furniture to make it look old, producers in the hip-hop world want to add that imperfection to make things seem authentically funky.
Musician and day-to-day contributor David Was, thanks to all of you who wrote us, and please keep sending us your comments.
Just visit our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.
It's at the top of every page.
And thank you, NPR Steve Proffitt.
You're welcome.